Vermont has the most birders per capita in the U.S. That's according to user data from a popular birding app. Lucia McCallum of the University of Vermont Community News Service went to the Birds of Vermont Museum to give birding a try, and she brings us this audio postcard.
We're walking past the endangered, extinct, and tropical, so this is our non-Vermont room.
500 life-size carved and painted wooden birds. That's what you see when you walk into the Birds of Vermont Museum in Huntington. From a giant turkey to a tiny hermit thrush, this is largely the work of Bob Speer, who founded the museum in 1987.
The main gallery's upstairs, and then all the way through that is the workshop.
Erin Talmadge has led the museum for 18 years, and she's giving me a tour.
I'm going to let you open the door because when the mourning doves take off their wings, you know, you'll be able to hear their wing sound.
Okay. I'm here for the Great Backyard Bird Count. It's a worldwide community science project where people record the birds they see in the wild over several days in February.
And we end up with a little snapshot of the birds around the world.
We sat at the museum's designated bird watching window to count some birds of our own.
Oh, I'm just going to grab my binoculars. There's a robin out in the crabapple right now.
Oh. Talmadge told me that to participate in the bird count, birders need to dedicate at least 15 minutes to counting the species they see around them.
That's not too long.
It's really not too long, and especially sitting here, it's, you know, hard to stop at 15 minutes.
Birders track the species they see in the eBird app. Talmadge opened it up on her phone to give me a tutorial.
So I would just click, okay, we saw two mourning doves, we saw one red-bellied, we saw one hairy woodpecker. And then when we were finished, I would hit the stop button, which means I'm done birding, and it will ask if I want to add any comments. So I might write, oh, this is the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Now that I knew how to use eBird, all I needed was to join a community of fellow bird watchers. But besides the staff, the only other person at the museum while I was there was my friend Izzy Anderson.
Or should I say Isabel?
We grabbed some birdseed and headed out.
I'm very interested in birds, and so even just hearing the name of what this place is called, I was instantly intrigued, and I have been pleasantly surprised.
I was told by Erin that the longer the chickadee song, like the more the dee 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 dee, the more threatened they are.
Do you think we're threatening the chickadees?
A little bit. We're right in their food. Though the museum is considered a hotspot on eBird, Talmadge said that you can birdwatch anywhere.
And it doesn't have to be at a feeder. You can participate from your own backyard. You can go down to Lake Champlain and see what kind of ducks you find. And you don't have to be in one place. Like, we could go for a walk for 15 minutes and just record what we see. All the data is good data.
Though the event only lasts 4 days, Talmadge says the act of birding offers something bigger than data.
One of my favorite things about eBird is this is something that collectively people around the world have been working together to learn more about birds in our world, hopefully to make better conservation decisions. And I think there's so few things where we are working together with lots of people from different places, and I think eBird is one of them. So it's a really powerful tool, and it's something that we can all do.
Talmadge crunched the numbers, and she says Vermont has the most birders per capita of any state in the U.S.
A lot of bird watchers, and not that many people.
For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Lucia McCallum.